Hope we all had a peaceful and happy Thanksgiving. Did we?
Yes.
I did as well, because at the dinner table, I had to have the opportunity and privilege of taking delight in eating pumpkin pie that I've never had in the last 12 years. So that was really something cool. All right, Advent is divided into two parts. The first part, which runs from first Sunday of Advent to 16th of December, focuses on the final coming of Christ. The second part, which runs from 17th of December to 24th of December, focuses on the first coming of Christ at Bethlehem. Advent is the first period in the year of worship, a period established by the church to help us prepare for the coming of Christ. Jesus Christ came into the world by truly becoming human, born at Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago. This has been called the first coming of Christ. Faith tells us that he will come again at the end of the world, as he himself announced in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. This has been called the second coming. Actually, as far as each of us is concerned, the coming that really matters to us is Jesus' coming at our own death. That means that as Jesus finds us at our own death, so will he find us at the end of the world. It is true that the first coming of Jesus Christ into the world took place more than 2,000 years ago, and none of us was in the world at that time. But we can say, as far as we're concerned, that Jesus' first coming took place in us when we came to faith in him. However, Jesus tirelessly goes on with his work of saving us throughout our life, and he never gives up. He keeps on repeating his first coming to us day after day. So, each coming of Jesus to us is both a repetition of his first coming and a rehearsal of his second coming. Our whole life should really be a continuous Advent and ever getting ready for Christ at his repeated comings. This in turn will make our life a continuous Christmas and ever having Christ in our midst, who comes to us time and again in a variety of ways. Against this backdrop, the church offers us the theme of light in our liturgy of today, which is prominently reflected in the readings of today. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah urges us to walk in the light of the Lord. And St. Paul, in the second reading, urges us to turn away from darkness and live in the light. And in the gospel, Jesus uses a different phrase to capture the same theme of light. He says, "Stay awake." This is a wake-up call to embrace the light, to acknowledge the darkness in our own lives and shun them in preference for the light. A reflection will help us to identify what form or forms the darkness takes for us. And that is why we have the little pink card. I don't know if you have it with you, you know, with questions there. You know, the first one says, you know, just have some kind of personal reflection and think about, go into yourself and think about the darknesses you have there. You know, it is very difficult to really do that, but it will help us a lot psychologically and otherwise when we can really name them, write them down, and begin to work on them, you know, aided by the light of grace, you know, because Satan oftentimes will not like us to do that. You know, he would like rather for us to minimize those darknesses and then, you know, look at them as nothing. But this will really go a long way to help us. It takes courage to recognize the darkness in our lives. There is no joy in living in darkness. But with God's grace, through the presence of the God made man for us, Emmanuel, who is actually in our midst, we can free ourselves from the darkness and experience the joy of walking in the light of truth and goodness. Yes, the second question there, I mean, of course, refers to Emmanuel, how vulnerable we can be. Himself was vulnerable. You know, God came in Jesus as vulnerable. You know, it came in him as weakness, you know, weakness, powerlessness. And he depended solely on his Father, solely on his Father for everything. You know, remember that St. Paul would tell us that he emptied himself. He emptied his glory, emptied his power and majesty, and depended solely on the Father. So we too, we can be powerless in temptation, powerless in our sins. And that is why God gave him to us, to be with us, to help us to get over all those darknesses. All we need to do is to freely and generously welcome him into our life, and he will get rid of all of that. Let us listen again to the words of the scripture. It says, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Advent is a wonderful opportunity to respond to these words. The shortest journey to the light is by doing good. The most precious light of all is the light of love. Without that light, the world will be a very dark place. Love lights up everything. It brings hope to a world darkened by selfishness, indifference, and hatred. In reference to staying awake, there is more at stake here than just being awake. We could be awake and yet be only half alive because we have no awareness, no understanding, and no vision. Each new day summons us to awake from sleep. Sometimes we can't wait for the morning to come. At such times, we wake up in joyful anticipation. We feel good to be alive. It gives us a chance to carry on some task we have started or to begin something we have been postponing. Other times, we are apathetic about waking up. We greet the new day without enthusiasm. Life becomes dull, monotonous, and even empty. How we greet each morning is very important. If we greet the new day with joy and thankfulness, we will bring energy and enthusiasm to its tasks. But if we greet the day with apathy or dread, we will face its task in a half-hearted manner. Therefore, Advent issues a spiritual wake-up call to us and has an awakening power. Since Advent is characterized by joyful expectation, meaning that we are waiting both for the coming of Jesus Christ at the various points in our lives and of his final coming at the end of time. And since these times are hidden from us, particularly to our senses, we should maintain a state of watchfulness so that we are ready to meet the Lord, who is our light, at any moment of his arrival. Indeed, this is what it means to be spiritually awake. In other words, it means that we be open, receptive, vigilant, and active. And in a nutshell, it is to be attentive to God and attentive to one another in love.